The question is, should some of the chakras be going counterclockwise while other chakras are going clockwise? Answer, the seven chakras above the Muladhara go clockwise. If you were to look down on the chakras, you would see them, and this is from within yourself, you'd see them spinning clockwise. But the ones below the Muladhara, from the top of the legs to the feet, go counterclockwise. People who practice mantrams before the time that they should practice mantrams, diaphragmatic breathing, and also various forms of pranayama before it is time for them to do that, tear themselves apart, because they're going into the chakras spinning clockwise, and then daily life into the chakras spinning counterclockwise. Those who take drugs, lift consciousness a little bit into the chakras that spin clockwise, and then fall into the chakras that spin counterclockwise. Have great mood swings. The chakras that spin clockwise, character traits are wonderful memory, reason, willpower, cognition, the ability to look into and see through, intuition, superconsciousness, peace, bliss, comes from these higher chakras. The chakras of the lower nature that spin counterclockwise, fear, anger, jealousy, selfishness. Before intense meditation, before intense puja, before intense pranayama, before intense japa, the lower chakras of anger and fear and jealousy and selfishness and self-centeredness must be closed off. If the foundation is built on shifting sands, the building will surely eventually fall down. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody in cyberspace.